Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
As we get ready, front wrapped on Friday night, a couple programming notes. First of all, we'll be doing our show live starting at 2 o'clock from Tony V's Up in Everett.
That is correct.
And hopefully you'll be joining us for that live broadcast. It's absolutely free. You've got to be 21 years of age. They do have the men's room IPA from Black Raven in the bright yellow can available.
So excellent. Now keep in mind, as Mike can attest, our live broadcast is not the VIP experience.
Correct.
What was this phone call you got earlier?
So there was a little bit of a confusion because those that bought the Palace Law Premium VIP experience,
right,
that shows doors opening around 4, I believe. I don't have it right there in front of me, but has it opening at 4.
Well, that's
but
a hell of a spread in there, too.
But then all of a sudden, they hear about a pre-funk that's starting at 2. So I got a phone call saying, hey, I thought the pre-funk was supposed to be at 4. Now I'm hearing it's 2 over at Tony's. So there is a difference. If you paid for the VIP experience, that starts at 4 o'clock over at Angel of the Winds. The follow-up question was, how is the men's room guys supposed to be there if they're going to be at Tony V's? We will show up immediately following the show. Yeah. Go on in, grab a drink, get yourselves all good and revved up before we get there.
We got a couple of interviews to do up there. Actually, we've got a couple of the bands from Unwrapped coming down to join us at Tony V's.
Yeah.
So live, Ted versus the FCC will be on hand. You'll be a part of the live studio audience. All the questions and all that, it's going to be you answering them there.
That's it.
In Tony V's. So it's going to be a good time. A little bit of warm up there as we get set for our very first Unwrapped concert.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic. If you don't have tickets yet, KISW.com. I believe the tickets, there are a few still as low as $55.
Damn, okay.
So you can get in there. It's going to be a hell of a lineup. I'm looking forward to seeing the Wolf of Van Halen's band.
That's my primary one right
Shine Down, you know they're going to kill it. I mean, those guys are unbelievably talented acoustic. And we had a chance to talk to Taylor Monson from the Pretty Reckless.
Correct. What if they sent the rest of the band but not her? Would you be pissed?
Just the Pretty Reckless.
Yeah.
Well, look.
I would be. I mean, look, nothing against the band, but it's like, we know who she is. Plus, she just did what...
She did the Soundgarden introduction in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She was up here in Seattle.
I want to talk to her about that.
Rehearsing with the band.
And, yeah, it's crazy,
you know,
man.
Jim Carrey introduced Soundgarden at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And
what was the connection with that?
I don't believe they'd seen each other since she was 5 years old and they starred in The Grinch.
Oh, right.
Together. And apparently Jim Carrey's a major Soundgarden fan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course, I think Miles was telling us that the first time he did SNL, like, Soundgarden was the musical guest.
Right.
And then he liked him so much, he requested him the second time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he had, like, a bond with him.
Yeah. Okay.
It's going to be a great night. Unwrapped tickets on sale now, KISW.com. Hopefully, if you've got a ticket one way or another, stop by Tony V's and enjoy the live broadcast before the show.
Any word on Rocky Top?
From Brent and Zach.
Oh, you made the request.
Well, you got to talk to him.
All right.
You know?
I ran into my Tennessee friend this Saturday. We were drinking, and we kept singing it.
I think we're chatting with them at the VIP thing.
We are.
Okay. Yeah, so bring it up again. Like, come on, man. Maybe he can just do it there. Just the VIP, right? So yeah, take us to the VIP, watch Brent from Shinedown perform old Rocky Top. I think it's worth it.
It's going to be great. Yeah. I'm telling you.
You have no idea how excited I'd be.
Would you sing with him?
Just the parts I know.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to seeing Daughtry, Hollywood Undead.
I can't wait to see Daughtry.
The lineup is fantastic for this show.
It really is, man.
So Angel of the Winds is the arena. Tony V's is like two blocks away.
Yeah, the lineup's so great. I had a buddy hit me up last week. I was like, yeah, you can come with me.
Nice.
You got a plus one now.
Yeah.
He can buy
He's
all the
fired up.
Sweet. Okay, let's see here. Do we have time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com?
You've got mail.
And birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Birthdays, we go. Ola Bacholas, my friend Nicole, is having a birthday today. She was always a blonde bombshell hottie type. We live on different coasts now, but I doubt much has changed. She's the type that could be 50 years old and still get carded. So let's give her a Pat Sajak, a Bruce Willis, the Johnson thing. The big dummy collar Jeff loves so much. And some dirty dad jokes for Miles. If it's not too much, I'll throw in some comments from the in-action news team. Thanks, guys. That from Brett.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
She got a roof to
donate. You, your girl, and your Johnson.
Yeah, I hope you're down for some great Johnson. You know,
Felix.
I can supply some of that.
You don't talk about your Johnson live on the air. This is radio. This is different than regular news.
You never slept with a gray man?
Dad jokes. Guys, I asked my girl what she wanted for Christmas, and she told me nothing is going to make me happier than a diamond necklace.
All right.
So I bought nothing. I haven't seen that many advent calendars this year.
No?
No, their days are numbered. And finally, what do sweet potatoes wear to bed? What do sweet potatoes...
Pajamas?
Close. Yammies.
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 Yammies. I like this one. This is a positive birthday request. Dear fellow idiots, every year I write in to make a birthday request, and every year you all mess it up. My gorgeous wife, now of 40-some years, has asked for two things. The first is for thrill to talk about packages as Dirty Santa, not the Germans. And all I want for Christmas is a fish sandwich. But you never play it. So cheers to messing it up again this year. That from Jay, your chief professional interrogation role player in the men's room army.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Oh, 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 oh. You know why I say ho, ho, ho? Because I like three bitches at once. Merry Christmas, whore.
A couple more. Oh, but y'all, today's my 49th trip around the sun. Can I please get some advice from Coke Ted on how to celebrate my final year of my 40s and some fabulous dad jokes from Miles? Sending lots of love, guys, from a lovely San Diego, California, and that is for Amy's birthday.
All right, so last year, your 40s, what are you going to do? I'll tell you what Coke Ted would do. Completely F it up. Go out tonight. It's Monday night. Do a bunch of drugs. Blow off work tomorrow. Before you know it, it'll be Saturday, and you might be in jail.
Yeah, let's see here. What's a Christmas tree's favorite candy? What is a Christmas tree's favorite candy?
Hang on. Christmas tree's favorite candy.
I don't know.
Ornaments.
Okay. All right.
What did the electrician's wife say when he came home late from work?
I don't
know. There's no spark left?
Why are you insulate?
You're so proud of yourself.
Why are you insulate? And finally, why was the letter E the only letter to get a present from Santa?
Why?
Because all the other letters were naughty.
That's pretty good.
And finally, for the birthdays, all the Bacholas, guys, it's my brother Jim Bader's 58th trip around the sun. Could you give me your penis is too small? And the dirty German's talking about how good he is out drumming. Thanks, guys. That's from his brother Chris.
Yeah, I do not know much about this drumming, but I know he knows how to handle these skins.
Yeah, ends the sticks.
Mm-hmm.
He's always holding some and twisting them around.
Yeah.
Stop twisting around my stick.
Mm. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG.
Yaz of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Bob. Let's get a contest on the line now for Your Guess Is As Good As Mine, 206-803-ROCK, 206-803-ROCK. If you'd like to be a contestant, play the game. In the meantime, a couple extra emails while we get a caller on the line. Subject, do some good. Guys, years ago, I was driving down First Avenue in Seattle, and I saw a young woman, early 20s, fall face down into the concrete. She was alone, and no one was stopping to help her. I immediately pulled over and ran back to see if she was okay. She was completely wasted from going out the night before. She had Seahawks beads on. Her makeup was running. She could barely talk and barely keep her eyes open. So I flagged a couple guys down, told them to get a bottle of water and a nearby Starbucks, as I did my best to keep her awake. I called 911 and saw that her cell phone was ringing over and over and over from someone named Baby. She had a wedding ring on, so I'm assuming it was her husband calling. I answered the call and told them where she was. The woman then puked all over the sidewalk. Finally, EMTs arrived and checked her out. After she puked, she seemed more okay. The person who called came and finally did pick her up. I never knew who that woman was or what became of her, but I hope she is healthy and happy. Positive vibes. That from the lovely Elizabeth.
Baby.
I think we've all been there in the morning.
Oh, for sure.
And one more. Why was sleep important to the story? Abachola's back in my mid-20s. I lived on First Hill in downtown Seattle. I would catch the bus to West Seattle to party with my friends on the weekend. Well, one Friday night, after a night of partying, I hopped on the bus around midnight to get back home. Unfortunately, I fell asleep and woke up to the bus driver telling me it was the last stop and I had to get off in Northgate. Mind you, it was December. There was snow out. It's about 35 degrees. It's 2 a.m. at this point, and I realize the next bus is not coming until 5 a.m.
Oh.
Luckily, I had a few beers, some weed, and smokes in my backpack. So I drank them, smoked some weed, smoked some cigarettes, and fell asleep again. I was awakened by the bus pulling up, which I was very happy about. So I get on the bus, and off we go. I was awakened again by the bus driver.
Oh, no.
Back in West Seattle, at the last stop, telling me I had to get off. Luckily, the bus to get me back to downtown Seattle is just pulling up across the street. So I run over, jump on. This time I managed to stay awake, got home around 9 a.m. and crashed. But the story didn't end there. Apparently, my phone fell out of my pocket on one of those last two buses. Didn't realize this until I woke up later in the afternoon. After getting a new phone and activating it, I realized there are some very weird names in my contacts now, like Little G, Smooth, and Crackhead Dave.
Crackhead Dave?
Then I started getting texts from people looking for crack. At this point, I pieced it together. A crack dealer found my phone on the bus and or decided to use it as his burner. Then I get a text from a very angry individual who's telling me how I owe him money. I kept telling him I lost my phone on the bus and the person he's looking for is not me. Eventually, he called me. After many angry texts, and I finally convinced him I was not the crack dealer that he was looking for. Months later, I was still getting crackheads texting my number looking for rocks. It's hard to convince a crackhead you aren't a crack dealer. Love the show, fellas.
Damn.
That from Morgan.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Okay, Tyrell, your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We pick from one of two categories there, and you try to get somebody right in said category before three strikes, and you're out. Steve, who is our contestant? Ready to play your guess is as good as mine.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the midroom.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Brock, welcome back to the program, and your guess is as good as mine. Okay, Brock, here you go. Just out today, we have the 15 cities in the United States with the worst traffic. A report looked into traffic congestion across the country, found that the typical driver lost 49 hours in traffic in 2025. That is a six-hour jump from 2024. And it cost the country about $85 billion, an increase of 11% from last year. So we have the 15 cities that have the worst traffic in the United States. And also for you, Brock, a new study came out that revealed the most expensive NFL teams to support on game day. So the 10 most expensive NFL teams for fans, based on average ticket price, cost of a 16-ounce beer, parking, hot dog price in the stadium. So you could either go with the top 10 or the bottom 10 on that category, or the 15 cities in the U.S. with the worst traffic. Where are you going to go?
Originally, the cities would be kind of, I feel like, easier, but since the Hawks are doing so well, I'm going to go with the NFL. So, okay. NFL.
Are you going to go with the most expensive stadiums in the United States to see a football game or the least?
I'm going to go most expensive, I believe.
Okay. Most expensive. Okay. You know the game is played, Brock. Try to get as many right in said category before three strikes you're out. So as far as the fan experience goes, again, this includes the ticket price, beer, food, and parking. That's how they determined which team cost fans the most to support in person during the 2024 season. So what's your first guess? On your guess, is as good as mine.
I feel like this is going to be harder than I think, but, I mean, you have to go with, like, Dallas to start with, I guess.
The Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys are the ninth most expensive place to see a football game. So to give you an example, the average ticket price in Dallas is about $167. The cost for a 16-ounce beer is $9.50. Parking is $50, and $7.50 will get you a hot dog for a grand total of $234 for one seat.
Damn.
In Dallas.
But I think also, just think of newer stadiums.
Like L.A.?
Right, so you figure either the Chargers or the Rams.
Probably the Rams.
Or the Raiders, because that's a brand new stadium.
I was definitely going with the Rams as my next one.
Rams are on the list there. Number four. The average ticket price, $207. 16-ounce beer is $12.
Damn.
Which is pretty pricey. Parking there is $50. Hot dog stadium, hot dog price in stadium is $10.26.
Jeez.
To go to a Raiders game is going to cost you $280.
Rams game?
I'm sorry, I thought you said Las Vegas Raiders.
Nope.
Said Rams.
No.
Oh, the Rams.
I said Rams.
Oh, sorry, you're wrong. They're not on the list.
Oh, the Rams are not
damn.
On board.
No, they're not.
But we might as well give them Raiders.
Yeah, take the Raiders now. Brock, you might
as
well.
I get the Raiders. You got to give me that one.
All right, I'll give you the Raiders. Okay.
All right. Well, shoot.
By the way.
And in the end, you're seeing the Raiders.
Right.
I mean, that's, like, I get it's Vegas. I understand that. The stadium is cool, but it's the Raiders. The on-field product is garbage.
Awful. They say that some historically strong teams like the Ravens and Patriots fall in the middle of the price range along with the Seahawks.
I can believe that.
Atlanta Falcons fans enjoy the cheapest hot dogs in the NFL, $2 each. Jacksonville Jaguars ranked the third most affordable with a total cost of $124 per game experience. Arizona is the second most affordable experience, $107 for the entire game. They tie with the Tennessee Titans, offering the most affordable game day experience at $107
as well. And more terrible product, yeah.
Okay. All right, Brock, where are you going now?
All right, so there are three go rich cities. Let's try San Francisco.
San Francisco, that's number 10 on the list. Parking is what kills you in San Francisco. The average cost to park is $70. Hot dogs are $9 and a beer is $11.50. I will tell you this. One surprising division has three teams.
In the top 10?
That are in the top three.
Oh, damn.
In the top three. There are NFC.
I mean, it could be the NFC East just because the Giants are expensive.
It is not.
It is not.
Yeah. Okay.
Cowboys are already on there.
I was going to go with Giants next, but no. Okay, keep going. I'm sorry.
So what if we go to the north to like Green Bay, Chicago, Detroit, Minnesota?
All right. How about Chicago?
Chicago's number three.
Wow.
Average ticket price is $240.
Jeez.
A beer will run you $8.80. Parking only $25, though. And a hot dog in Soldier Field is $7.87. For a grand total of $281 for one seat.
I mean, they're having a decent season, but still. In that case, I would guess like Detroit and Minnesota.
I was going to go because of the whole destination. What about Green Bay?
Green Bay's number two on the list.
Really?
The average ticket price is $231. A beer is $9.50. Parking is $50. Cheapest thing they got is a stadium hot dog for $5.38. Total cost $296 to visit Lambeau Field. My money says if you're going to Lambeau, probably worth the experience.
I just thought eating a hot dog. I mean, the brats was
fantastic. Yeah, no kidding.
That's just got to be the heritage of Lambeau.
You know what?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very big tourist, like.
Right.
They're very friendly. To me, it kind of seems like Wrigley Field a little bit.
It's also very exclusive. So one of the things they say on this ticket price is exclusivity. Most people have season tickets. There are not a lot of tickets available.
Right.
So when you do get a ticket, it's going to cost you a little bit more. All right, so Brock, you're right on the Packers being the second most expensive NFL team to see live. Chicago Bears come in at third. The Raiders are in fourth. Dallas, 9, and San Francisco, 10.
So there's three from the NFC North, so that means it's either Detroit or Minnesota.
Doesn't Minnesota have a new stadium?
New-ish, yeah.
Got to pay for that new stadium.
Detroit's been so hot, their ticket price has to go up. I'm going to go Detroit.
Detroit's number one. One of the poorest cities in the United States has the highest average NFL experience ticket cost.
Well, that's what killed me with Green Bay. I mean, these are not bustling metropolises here, you know?
Average ticket price, $253. See the Lions. 16-ounce beer is relatively affordable, $6.
All right.
Parking is $60, and a hot dog is $8 for a total of $327.93 to see the Detroit Lions play football.
I will say, last time I went to a Seahawks game, I had a hot dog. Something nice about eating a dog at a game.
There is, man. I don't know why. You can make them at home, but for whatever reason, at a sporting event, they're just better.
All right, Brock, you've got four teams remaining. Two in the AFC and two in the NFC.
I feel like one that gets a lot of attention just because it's been a heritage team. Everybody loves them, the Broncos.
That's not a bad call, actually.
I want to say Philadelphia.
Philadelphia's number six on the list. Average ticket price, $201. Average beer, $15.
Damn!
That's one of the most expensive in the NFL. Probably for good reason.
I was going to say.
Check.
Yeah. I can
$40, you can park there. And in Philadelphia, you can get a hot dog for $6.50. All right, there's three teams left. You've got one strike against you, Brock. You've got two strikes left and three teams remaining. One is in the same conference division as the Philadelphia Eagles.
That makes it easy.
You've already got the Cowboys.
You got the Cowboys. We know the Giants aren't in there.
That's D.C.?
Number eight. D.C. is an expensive ticket. $186. Beer cost you $11, even though it's expired. Parking is not anymore. Okay, $40, and a hot dog will run you $9 for a grand total of $246 to see the Washington Commanders.
All right, so I want to go with Mike on this one. Let's go Denver.
Denver! Think better teams.
Never listen to Mike.
Sorry.
Think better teams in the AFC. Two teams that seemingly are always
Chiefs? The Chiefs isn't bad.
I mean, they've been so good, it's got to be an expensive ticket.
Bills and
Bengals.
Yeah,
I'll go the Chiefs.
Chiefs are number five. $193 ticket, $8.50 beer, $67 to park in KC. Hot dogs are only $5.
It is a cool place to see a game,
though. I would say worth it if you go.
$275 is your grand total if you want to see the Chiefs.
If you Uber to that stadium, get your Uber back early because they run out fast.
Yeah.
And then you might end up stranded out there.
And it's kind of in the middle of freaking nowhere.
Yeah.
Brock, 9 out of the 10 you've got. You got 2 strikes. You got 1 left. What's your last pick here?
You said AFC team?
AFC team.
Yeah.
Bills.
AFC team. I'll go Buffalo. Yeah, let's go Buffalo.
You ran the table.
All right.
Buffalo Bills. $212 for a ticket, $8.80 for a beer. Parking is $25 and dogs are $11.25.
How much for tables?
Yeah, really.
As far as the Seattle Seahawks, believe it or not, one of the most affordable game day experiences in the NFL. They came in 22nd. Average ticket cost is $107. A beer will run you $10.50. You should pick up a Men's Room IPA in the bright yellow can if you do that. Parking is $40 and a hot dog's $5 for a grand total of $162.81.
Where's this $40 parking?
Good call.
I've never
seen it.
I've seen 80 to 100.
Maybe if you have a permit.
I guess. I've never seen $40 to park at a Seahawks game.
Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and tell us with a shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check-in with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new study found that rent in Seattle has risen dramatically in the last 5 years.
You don't say.
Yeah. It's averaging, I was looking at the numbers, it's averaging about $100 a year.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
I mean, it's already expensive, man. But
what was it like? A one-bedroom has gone up by $450 in the last 5 years. A two-bedroom has gone up by about $500 a month in the last 5 years.
It's just crazy. You know, I think about, like, when I moved out of my parents' house, you know, it's been $125 a month and shared a house with four other guys, right?
Right.
I don't believe that that is possible.
No.
Here,
no.
Right? Like, when my kids move out, like, man, you might have to leave the city, dude.
Right. Right.
I mean, honestly, I don't know how you...
That's half the reason why I ended up as far south as I did. It's just because you have to go that far just to find a halfway decent place to live.
Right, for the money. Sure.
Exactly. And now I have to drive up and spend all the extra money parking right. in downtown Seattle.
Yeah, right.
Fantastic. Luckily, there's buses. A virus that most of us pick up in childhood with mild symptoms has been linked to bladder cancer later on in life.
Wait,
what's
the virus?
I forget what the name of the virus was, but it's, you know, as a kid, you pick up all these different viruses. Sure. You know, it's something that you fight off, and you get mild symptoms. You get a fever, something like that. Like 94% of us carry this virus within us at this very moment.
Oh, cool.
But where it's sitting is like actually causing bladder cancer just because of if it reactivates sort of a thing, it then creates the cancerous cells.
Okay, don't Joy. Reactivate.
So,
yeah. Do not reactivate.
Go and get yourself scanned. That's what you need to do. Get yourself checked. Apparently, Putin's scientists have mobilized a squadron of remote-controlled pigeons outfitted with brain implant devices.
I saw the headline. I didn't read much about it.
Neither did I.
But yeah, it's just like, okay.
I just saw a pigeon with this contraption on it. And I understand the conspiracy theory. Birds aren't real.
Yeah.
You know, when was the last time you saw a baby pigeon, that sort of thing? What's the point?
I don't know.
Well, they already have a practical application that humans use.
What do you mean?
Like homing pigeons.
And yeah,
they already do something that, you know what I mean? Like they're kind of trained to do.
Right.
Yeah. And maybe surveillance.
Yeah, maybe.
But even then, like I've seen pigeons. They're not exactly dipping in on the most brilliant of conversations.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. You can make them eavesdrop. I mean, if you would train them right and attach them with stuff, seems kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
Why pigeons?
Maybe they're trained. No, I don't know.
You know, why not squirrels? I mean, they're just kind of everywhere.
Sure.
Squirrels, you know what I mean? Would run away.
That's true.
Pigeons will fly away. They'll walk away.
Hey, right, they have the option to fly, but
They just walk.
They just walk and, like, I don't know. Think about this, though. Like, you walk by pigeons downtown in the city.
And they just move out of the
you
way.
You might see a squirrel kind of once in a while, but, like, if there's just a group of squirrels sitting there, I'd be like, what are they doing?
Doesn't, like, Mike Tyson, doesn't he train pigeons?
Yeah, that's one of his little hobbies.
But I also think that what I saw there is very conspicuous. It's like a pigeon with a backpack. You're right. Looking at it like, is that pigeon like going to school?
That's the thing. I saw the picture and I'm like, well, everyone's going to know that it's spying on you. Pigeons don't usually have headgear, man. Right.
This pigeon has been touched by human hands.
Yeah.
That would be kind of weird. I wonder what's in his little backpack.
Seeds.
I'd open it.
I would, too. Right. If you had a pigeon with a backpack, like, I got to know what's in his backpack.
Sorry, man. Human took my homework.
It's like my idea about Halloween one year, dressing up a dog as a drug dog, except he has drugs on him.
That'll throw everybody off.
You open up his little pack.
Oh, my God.
His little vest.
Got a little tack vest full of little baggies.
Yeah. He's got a blunt in there.
That's a great idea, Ted.
Hey, man, can I get a teeth?
Drug dog's here. Everybody freaking out. Like, no, man.
No, he's got
the
drugs.
Opposite. He's got drugs.
Nah, he's a good drug dog,
yeah,
man.
You want to hang out with him.
Hey, man, you need some?
Right.
Left pocket. Right. Put your thinking caps on, Jen. It's time for the Merriam-Webster Word of the Day, brought to you by the letter B. It is a noun, and I give you guys a 90% success chance on this one. It refers to confident or brave talk or behavior that is intended to... Yes, it is bravado. Well done.
Oh, wow.
Steve. Excellent work. Yes, very good.
Didn't have time to think.
Didn't have to. The problem is... The word brave's already in there, so it knocks that one out.
Yeah.
Bravado. Enjoy. A new study found that extreme heat may be damaging young children's brains.
Extreme hate?
Heat. Sorry.
Oh, heat.
I heard little kids
hate that much, man.
I fat-mouthed over here.
Well, doesn't extreme heat have a negative impact on anyone's brain?
Yeah.
Any animal? You know, your dog, your cat, your kid, you, your parents, like, extreme heat.
Right.
If you got, like, heat stroke, it's a lot better to be in a freezing cold water situation, you know, to get your ass back to normal than just to be in the heat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A new major study found that ultra-processed plant-based foods show no heart benefits.
What is an ultra-processed plant-based food?
My guess is like a Beyond or an Impossible situation.
Right. Gotcha.
You know, ultra-processed, but
does it bring you any harm? Or is it just it's not doing you good?
That's the other question.
Right. If it's not doing any harm, who cares?
Right.
You know,
if it's not doing anything, then you're just eating it as a meat substitute.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're full, and that is good.
That's... end goal, right?
Right.
It's giving me the nutrients that I need, and it's filling my tummy.
Yeah.
I'm good to go. Tattoos were linked to a 29% higher risk of melanoma.
Cool.
Good luck, Steve.
Yep, I'm dead.
Godspeed, bud.
They asked me this week, how many tattoos do you have? I said, look, the general statement is, if you know the number, you don't have enough.
Okay.
Right? I was like, that's generally how people look at it, because at some point, you just stop counting.
Sure.
And then they're all next to each other, so it's like, I don't know. I don't know.
Right.
You have a rough estimate?
25? I honestly don't know. Like, I stopped counting at some point. And when I stopped counting, I think I was at, like, at 15.
Well, and even then, you have a lot that are kind of, they're like layering over each other now. Like, you've developed into sleeves.
So it looks like just right.
So, like, does that count as multiple? Does that count as one? You know, are we counting the number of times that you've been in the chair?
I think it's the number of times you've been in the chair, right? Because on my right arm, it ends up being a sleeve, but it was not a sleeve by design.
Sure.
It's just, you can fit another one there, right? So you do. But now it just looks like one big tattoo, but it's not. But basically, if I do not have my shirt on, I mean, it's just one giant tattoo from the waist up, and then down my arms and down my back.
Right.
So I'm like, I don't know. You just stop counting.
You guys have heard of an introvert, you've heard of an extrovert, but now prepare for the newest member of the personality group.
Of the verts?
Otrovert has entered the chat.
What's an otrovert?
It's somebody who doesn't identify as either. They don't, they're the outsider of both groups. They don't, you know, they're the introverted extrovert, as it were, and vice versa. And even then it goes beyond that.
Would that be just an average person?
That's kind of what
I'm
thinking.
I'm just saying, if you say this person's an extrovert, all of us have an idea of what they're going to be like. If you say this person's an introvert, we have an idea. But you don't use that for people that quote unquote just seem normal. So I would think, what is an orthovert? What?
Otrovert.
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 Get in here, otrovert.
The outsider of the two. But you know what? Let's dive into
it. How about a pervert?
Who?
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
So I decided to take a little deep dive over here. This comes to us via yourtango.com as well as artfulparent.com. And I found the things that introverts enjoy that extroverts find physically painful, as well as the thing that extroverts enjoy that introverts can't stand.
Okay.
So we're just going to start reading down the list of both. So starting with the introverts, they love enjoying their own company more than most people's.
Yeah, that would make sense.
It says it's the big one that extroverts struggle to understand. Introverts genuinely enjoy being alone. Mm-hmm. We're not lonely. We're not sad. We're not waiting for someone to rescue us from our own company. We like ourselves. We like our thoughts. We like the quiet.
Sure.
Meanwhile, extroverts, they like talking through issues out loud at the very bottom of their list.
Mm-hmm.
For true introverts and homebodies, prioritizing mindfulness and solitude isn't just about promoting better mental health and physical health, but also opening up space for regulation, reflection, and critical thinking. Extroverts find talking about issues out loud and collaborating with others to solve problems much more fulfilling and enriching, but introverts need this space alone to be truly thoughtful, intentional, and creative.
That makes sense.
I kind of understand that because I tend to be more on the introverted side. If I'm in a group, I will tend to go with whatever the popular opinion is, the less confrontational method, as it were.
Right.
I don't want to challenge somebody else's opinion because then I have to defend my own, and I just don't care.
That's the thing. Like, generally, I don't care enough to have a big, long discussion about it.
Right. I know I'm right, but I just don't want to get into it with you.
I'm just laughing. I was at a couple summers ago. We're like hanging out, right? We're hanging out with Mike in his town. He's like, I picked out a bar for us. So we had like one beer in there. And it's like, hey, Mike, this bar is kind of weird. We should leave. He's like, yeah, man.
Which one were we in?
I don't want to name it.
Yeah, I know you don't. I'm trying to remember where we were at. It was when I was in Tacoma, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was just funny, though. You could tell like Mike took the time to be like, nope, I got a plan for it. The first place we went was great.
Yeah.
And he's like, I got three stops. The next one we went to was this one got off.
Not there no more. It's completely different now.
Is it really?
Yeah,
sure.
It's gone.
Not shocked.
Yeah.
Last time I was
He'd been there for a minute, and it had really gone downhill.
Yeah. Put it to you this way. The last time I had been in this bar with other company, I was like, as soon as we walked in, I go, hey, man, I think they sell drugs out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, I would just say there was a lot of people in matching outfits.
Yeah.
Let's see. Things that introverts enjoy. Surprise parties. Considering introverts hate being the center of attention, it's not surprising that surprise parties and birthday gatherings are one of the things that they can't stand. However, for extroverts, the drama, excitement, and attention are their favorite parts.
That makes absolute sense.
That would freak the living hell out of me.
My uncle, who I did see this weekend, he is a notorious introvert, and he went out to dinner with us a couple years ago, so I still lived in Baltimore, and we were the equivalent of like a Chi-Chi's, but it wasn't Chi-Chi's. So I told the waitress it's his birthday. It's not. But just so they came out, they put a hat on his head.
Damn.
And did the whole thing. And he just, I mean, was mortified. I thought it was great.
I think everyone's mortified by that move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it draws attention to you whether you want it or not.
And then people are clapping for you. Like, yeah. I just want to eat my food.
I'm definitely pretty much an extrovert.
Yeah.
But having people sing happy birthday, I don't know why. Even for me, it's like, this is kind of uncomfortable.
Meanwhile.
And it's very nice.
It is. But yeah. It's,
what if it's Marilyn Monroe?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
I try to put it out of my memory.
Thanks for bringing it back, Miles.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, with introverts, they enjoy spending an entire weekend without leaving the house. Some weekends after a particularly draining week, I don't leave the apartment unless absolutely necessary. I cook, clean, play with their friends, work on personal projects, and just exist in my own space.
I mean, I think you can be both, right? Like, I like being extroverted and talking to people, but sure. I very much value my alone time, too.
Yeah.
Sure. It just, I think with introverts, they'll rot there for a good long time, which after a few hours, maybe a couple days, you're like...
You need to get back out.
Jumping to get back out there.
That's why I like living alone.
Because I can come back to my peace and quiet.
Sure.
If I want to go out and do my thing, I can. But at any moment, if I need to, I can get out of the situation and come home and it's peaceful and quiet.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Over the Thanksgiving break, like that Friday, I didn't do much. And it was great. It was just me watching ball.
Yeah.
But I was up at 8:30 and was at a tailgate by 9 a.m.
I
got to talk to people.
Extroverts like group projects. Whether they're in a workspace at school or even in their social lives at home, the group projects and collaborations are some of the things extroverts find enjoyable that introverts can't stand.
Because
People don't do their part.
That's what I like about them.
You don't have to do as much.
Back, don't do damn thing.
Or just, hey, man, do all the hard stuff. I'll give the presentation.
There you go.
Lord knows you aren't. Not you.
Right.
I'm just saying in a group project. Well, I'm scared to talk. But all right.
Yeah, typically the person who does the heavy lifting in a group project is not the best person to speak to the class.
Next on the list for introverts, skipping the office party. Holiday parties, team building events, happy hours. Extroverts live for these moments. They're energizing, fun, and a chance to bond with colleagues outside of work and of work tasks. Introverts, they're work. You have to be on in a way. Honestly, I think everybody likes skipping those parties from time to time.
It depends. I mean, we're kind of notorious, so if we were to get, pissed, drunk, face down, it almost doesn't matter. But some of our other coworkers, they're like that. That's just not the vibe we give off.
Right.
That's why they're so fun when you get them drunk.
Correct. It's fun to see that person that really cuts loose. Like, okay.
Wow. Extroverts, they like talking to strangers. Whether it's at a coffee shop or running errands or at work, talking to strangers is fun. For fun is something extroverts find enjoyable that introverts can't stand. Ted will find himself in a bar and he will know four people by the time we get in.
For sure. A grocery store, for Christ's sake. Yeah. It does not matter. Wherever we put you, it's like, oh, I'm making friends before I leave.
That's right.
That is what's going to happen.
I did it Friday to a guy in the elevator.
You met a man in the elevator.
Well, and he had a Jimmy John sub. And I said, what's your regular go-to? And he was like, actually, it's my first time. And I was like, oh, I think you're going to enjoy it. Like, I work for Jimmy John's.
Did you get a hot one or a cold one?
He got a turkey melt or tuna melt.
All right.
That's dead, though, man.
I know.
Meanwhile, introverts like taking long walks without headphones or company.
That's me.
Most mornings at... I'm with you, bud. No music, no podcast.
Nope, no, don't get into that crap. Man, I just need to get out there and beat some pavement.
My wife will call me insane because I will drive home in complete silence.
Really?
I will drive without the radio on. There is no podcast going. There's no music going. I'm just sitting there to my thoughts.
Oh, I jam the tunes in the car, but if I'm out walking around, I just want to experience what's around me.
Dude, my buddy, the one I went on the cruise on, he was like, dude, we were on a plane for 9 straight hours, and he is a tech guy.
Yeah.
So he's like, I have like 15 computers. I have to be stimulated. He said, you sat in a chair and did nothing. I said, well, what am I going to do? He's like, you did not read anything. You were not listening to anything. He's like, I kept checking to see if you were awake. Like, you were wide awake. I'm like, I know.
Just decompressing.
I said, but I just, yeah. I was like, there's nothing to do, so I just kind of turned my brain off and leave my eyes open.
Next thing introverts like, canceling plans at the last minute and feeling relieved instead of guilty. I disagree. Introverts like when plans are canceled.
Yes.
I don't want to be the one to do it.
You don't want to have to do it, right.
But, you know, if you give me a phone call when we were supposed to, you know, meet up on Sunday and you say, hey, I'm not going to make it down there, I'm a little relieved. Love you. Yeah. Would love to see you. Cool. I'm okay not having any company on Sunday afternoon. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I like the honesty, though.
I don't want company coming over. I'll meet up with you somewhere.
Yeah. I would prefer that.
Yeah. Like, look, man, we wouldn't need to. Because here's the thing. Once somebody comes over to your house, it's really hard to get them to leave sometimes.
Yes.
There's no easy way to say that.
Yes.
So when you do have people over, you're like, are you going to get the F out of here? Right. You know? But then you're like, oh, I'm just going to watch the rest of this game like it's 35-7.
Right.
We don't need to watch the. Why don't we go out and watch the rest of the game in a bar?
I've been floating by the front door trying to get you to catch the hint that I'm ushering you out for like 5 minutes.
Let's
now.
Go have fun.
Let's go.
I mean, I see my house.
Meanwhile, extroverts, they like after work plans. Especially for introverted people who already work in an office and have a million micro-interactions with coworkers and peers every day, the 5-to-9 schedule after work needs to be solitary. Let's see here. Meanwhile, with extroverts, they kind of like having something going on after work.
Of course they do, yeah.
Hell yeah. But then I'll give you this. This is the number one thing that extroverts love that drive introverts absolutely insane. Large crowds. Most people yearn for deeper connections and more meaningful relationships in their everyday lives, but that doesn't mean extroverts don't also enjoy large crowds, bustling parties, and huge social events. While introverts thrive on having a far less expansive social circle, extroverts appreciate bringing in new people, indulging in small talk, and putting time into more superficial connections.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the number one thing that introverts like that just extroverts find physically painful. Spending Friday night at home doing absolutely nothing. After a long week of work meetings and managing a household, there's nothing that this person loves more than a quiet Friday evening. Instead of suggesting that anybody goes out, they're already comfortable in clothes cooking dinner on the stove. Or even better, you have it ordered in. It's coming in. You don't got to go nowhere.
I'm the opposite. I don't know why.
What?
I just get antsy on Friday nights. I feel like I should be doing something. And if I'm not going out, it's like... Like one Friday, I remember
my life.
Yeah, I was in the grocery store for like 45 minutes just trying to. I was like, I don't know, gotta do something.
Go to the grocery store.
Yeah, look at the seafood.
A man in Connecticut was arrested for carjacking, but there was something familiar about the car that he stole, Miles.
What was familiar?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 46-year-old Jason Smith, no relation to D-Ted, of Woodsfield, Ohio. This is an unfortunate guy. I'm going to say, look, if you're still not banking online, it's a lot more convenient, and it can help you avoid little annoyances like this thing that happened to our friend Jason. So Jason, he was using the bank's air tube system last Wednesday. All right, you pull up, the tube comes shooting down. And he did whatever his transaction was supposed to be. Unfortunately, and he did not realize this at the time, he accidentally dropped a small baggie of meth into the cash container.
He probably calls it methy.
Methy, yeah. Well, guess what? When it showed up inside of the bank called it in. And then the cops track Jason down because, see, it's a bank and they have the surveillance cameras there. So they searched his car and found even more drugs. No word yet on the exact charges that he's facing. But it's just the thing. He did not realize that he'd accidentally dropped that baggie of meth into the vacuum tube. Tellers get it and they're like, that is methamphetamine.
He's depositing straight cash.
Yeah, I'm guessing that he did. So come on, Jason. You're better than that. So let's drink. We pour this booze. And we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the top.
What'd you have over
there? Down the throat.
What do you got over there?
To party in our tummy. You never worked at a bar before.
Down the hole of a toe.
Wow. They got a little mixed up last Friday, and we decided we needed a cleanup today.
That's probably not a bad call. Yeah, you know. When's the last time those things got cleaned?
Too long, Chief.
I mean, before you just did it, but I mean.
It had been a minute, but I think Mike was very good about keeping them in the same glasses.
Yeah.
And the glass order got screwed up on Friday.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. So that makes sense.
I think that was my bad.
Shot on the other side.
Yeah.
Did you screw it up, man?
I'm pretty sure I did.
Uh-huh.
No, I gave us the right ones.
All right. Anyway, let's move on. We'll take our shot.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.